Sunday Shir Nun Ches.
We're holding in Tesfos. It's mevur in the Gemara. Mekadesh achatzi isho shiznach mekudeshes. The Gemara asked the Kasha, and we'll say poshto. But even if he was Mekadesh achatzi isho, and we'll say poshto kiddushin, and from the chatzi be mispashet, and should be mekudeshes in ganzen. And Tesis asks the Kasha. Teime, the bereisht mure yoli fraglo shel zu oilo u bedovo shaneshomo tluye boy mikro v'chsiv kol asherite mimenu la'ashem v'gabi isho lo yksiv kro v'im kei maporich o lo idomi la'adot. What is Tesis's kasha? So as meduyek in Tesfas, want to be maimi the dvor. Lo yitzur, he doesn't have a gemora and tmuro that the moker of poshto and oilo, and the gemora is asking a kash. Mekadesh chatzi isho do poshto the same as a magdish raglo yishel oilo. We say poshto and the whole behema becomes kodesh. Mo'antz is ala domi lebehema shashtei shutfi. Isho zedas acheres, like we saw. But the Gemara was asking a kasha, make poshto, azay ve'amagdish raglo shel oilo, the whole behema becomes kodesh. Here also, if a person is magdish, a chatzi isha, make poshto. And Tesis didn't have a kasha, what is the tzushta? This is a kolb and this is a isha. The kasha is, but the Gemara and Tmura, that the ganze mokoyer, that poshto in a behema is from a posuk yolif lo mikro kol asher idem mimenu la Hashem, and b'meile the isha is the posuk is not shaykh by a isha. State in Tesis that lo yitzur is no gemore misvore you could learn out poshto. So we mentioned already that the sivis frek takash. So state in Tesis that misvore you could say poshto. So why would a person Lama Zogan, he sells his friend a room in his house. We don't say poshto and the whole house becomes his. Why when a person is magdish bedek abayis, koy rozu lebedek abayis, the whole house becomes kodesh? Lo yishaman. And we mentioned that in the Siva Cesar Yesoid, and it's Muchach from Tesis, Tesis and the Kasha could have understood Poshto Misvore. He's just asking a Kasha that Oilo, the Mokir is a Drosha, but maybe I don't have a Drosha Beisho. But without that, the Mokir would be a Drosha, Tesis understood it could be it's a Svore. Zog the Nesivas, you only do Poshto when if you would not do Poshto, it can catch. Time. When I sell my friend a room, so he owns a room, why do the poshto? If I'm magdish bedek abayis, a light in my house, bedek abayis, so that light becomes kodesh. Why the whole house has to become kodesh? When I'm magdish a raglo shel oilo, a regel can be kodesh lekorban. You can be makriv a regel. So while you can be makriv a regel, so other the kedusha will be bottle, other the so the kedusha is poshto. You can be magdish a chatzi isho, isho veloi chatzi isho. So b'meile is a din poshto. So even on the tzad that poshto would be a svore zog din esives, you only do poshto when the pshat is that without biladei a poshto, the kedusha can't sit where you're trying to put her. You're trying to put her on a leg. A kolban can't be a leg. A isha can't be chatzi. So I would think misvore that is poshto to save it, to be maimed it, to be kodesh. Of a stam in a house, a room in a house, a window to be to sell someone avada, we don't say poshto. Mikol mukim Tesis kasha was that the ganze mokke from Poshtus Mavur, the Gemara and Tmur is kasharita mimenu la'ashem, and the male isha is not a korban. Venire shelekach digdek rashi vepirish, the mukudeshes beloshen hegdish ka'omalo, vekadoma berishpirkin, the osala kulal meke hegdish, shodom oiso oiso ke hegdish, lefichoch yeshlo iois dino ke hegdish. אבל אם היה אומר מורסס אחד מהנחליש לדלעיל מיוחדס על זה לא היה מקשה ונפשת קדושים בכולו לפירוש זה so taste saying a pshat while he said it בלושן קדושים we say פושטו ולקח דיק דק רשי רב נוחם would add here לקח דיק דק רשי רשי said it לקח דיק דק רשי הרי דיש מות רשי says נפשת קידושים בכולו, כי אומר חצי מקודשת לי, דו מקודשת בלושן הקדש כאומר לו. לקח דיקטק רשי, לא אמר. רשי says it. So let me explain. Tesis Avada knows that the קידושים is also la kula amber ke hekdesh. Like Rebbe Cholin explains in Ois Nun Gimel, Avada the chalois of the isho doesn't make a difference what language you use. Meuresesli or mekudeshesli, and the end is the same ishasish. There's no two kinds of ishasish. There's no two kinds of kedushas. Now, when you say loshen mekudeshes, you start it in a tzura of kedusha. In a tzura of a kedusha. When you start aret meureses, you start it with a tzura of a kinyan. The poyel yaitze is the same poyel yaitze. And tesis is mechadesh. That while Tais knows that kiddushin is also like kula al mekeh hekdesh, but that it's not enough for Tais says that the mahusa kiddushin is like hekdesh. For Tais is to say his vote, he says you have to have the loshen that he's using a loshen hekdesh. While he's using a loshen hekdesh, then you could say poshto. If he's not using the loshen, Tais says you would not say poshto. Tais repeats himself in Amud Beis b'shnei chetziyach b'pruta that we'll see soon. Taisa says that if he doesn't use Loshen Hegdesh, we don't say Poshta. That's the aside of Taisa's. For Poshta, you need a Loshen Hegdesh. Not enough to say Kiddushin is like a Hegdesh. Has to be that he's using such a Loshen. Lekach dikdek Rashi. Rashi didn't say stam Kiddushin Hegdesh. The humo Loshen Hegdesh ko'omar lo. Lekach dikdek Rashi that he spoke out Loshen Hegdesh. He's not only saying Rashi said that Kiddushin is like Hegdesh, the Osar la Kula Almeke Hegdesh. Lekach dikdek Rashi, Loshen Hegdesh ko'omar lo. That he uses the Loshen Hegdesh. When he's using a Loshen Hegdesh, we have to understand Tanke. That New Yeshua says he doesn't understand. He understands Kiddushin is like Hegdesh. But what is the difference? What Loshen he says? He says in Gemara, Lule Divra Tesis, he would say Tesis is Teretz on the Loshen Hegdesh. She Kiddushin is like a Hegdesh. Hari, we see in the Sugya and the Dorim, Yesh Yad the Kiddushin, Tesis Dirs Rosh, Tesis say, because Dumi the Hegdesh, even that he says Loshen Mureses on the Pnei Yeshua. Kiddushin is like a Hegdesh. Lule Divra Tesis, I would say the same Teretz without the Loshen. Aber Mishuma, Tesis is not enough to him to say that the getter of the Kiddushin is like the Osar la Kula Almeke Hegdesh. Tesis is using a little bit more from that. That also he spoke it out in such a Loshen. Velekach dikdek Rashi veloshen Hegdesh ko'omar lo. And only when he speaks it out. It's a shtickle more geschmack the world says with the Yisrael of Rebbe Uchber that Poshto is in the Maise Kiddushin, not in the Chalois. So, if a person says Aret Mouresesli, the Maise is not Maise Agdoshe. It's a Maise Kiddushin. Avada, the Mahus of the issues is like a Hegdesh. If he uses a Loshen Kiddushin, it's a Loshen Hegdesh, and the Mahus is more Doimet a Hegdesh. Cholon says it starts from Hegdesh, Avada, it finishes out like a normal Kiddushin. But this is what Tesis are trying to say. Big Kiddushin. Big Kiddushin. We'll see that all the Rishonim I'm asking. And the ganze sugi of Poshto is only if it's a Loshen Kiddushin. This is the Loshen HaTesis. They have the Milui and the Shara Melech and Rav Kiva Eiger. They ask a Kushya Tzumo on Tesis. Frank they have the Milui. There's a Gemara and Tmura and the same sugi. Boye Rove. Boye Rove. Be'oif Ma'u. We say Poshto be'oif or not? Rashi says, Magdish raglo shaloif. You say Poshto or not? Mi amrinen behei mo'om arachmone? and oif is not a behemet. Oy dil me korban avarachmonem velo ishno teiku. Rove has a tzad that not only even a chicken you don't say pashto, and a bird you don't say pashto. Behema avarachmonem stam korban behema aval oif loy. Oy dil me korban avarachmonem velo ishno. Frag David Miloim Rabbi Beiger says mevur in the Gemara of Tmura that Taisa says that even on an oif, Rava says that we don't say poshto. So how you have a tzad that a lady is better from an oif? Again, if you learn Misvora, we're not asking a kasha. But Taisa says that it's a Gemara that it's a drosha. So Taisa says a lady is the sel bezach loshen hagdish. Oif, he says he's magdish the oif. When Rava says that maybe behema marachmona velo yoy, zog David Miloim Rabbi Beiger lechoy merakushia. Our Gemara is going to feed the tzad of Rove, the Hu Adin Oif. And if Hu Adin Oif, Hu Adin Isha. So the Shah HaMelech in Shulbik. The tzad of Oif is Iboilu, Beheima Omar Rachmone, Aval Oif Loi, Oidil Me Korban Omar Rachmone. Loish Korban Omar Rachmone. A lady is not a Korban? Now the Melim Reb Kveger understand, yeah, but she's like a korban, she's a Gnusha. Every Gnusha is a goof. The Gemara doesn't mean korban, she means Beheima Amar Rachmone, or Gnusha is a goof Amar Rachmone. And an Isha is like a Gnusha is a goof. And an Isha is like a Gnusha is a goof. Those are the suffix of the Gemara. Those are the suffix of the Gemara. So Mikol Mokim Dav, the Melim Reb Kveger and the Shara Melech, the Shtoling Yehore, Atzuma and Tesfis. How Taisus has a tzad to say that the reason is poshto, the Gemara Tmura said that we learn it out from Asheritim Imenu LaHashem, Isha is like a Hegdash, and Dafka Beloshen Kiddushin. Hari Rov is Mesupik, maybe Oif not? So their answer is Enechlan. And the tzad at Oif not, Avad the Isha not. The whole Gemara here, that the Gemara asked the Kasha and Rove, is Lefi the tzad of Rove here, that Hu Adin Oif, and we'll say that Lav Dafka Hu Adin Oif, Hu Adin Ebi Kedusha Saguf. So if it's Lav Dafka Oif, Hu Adin Ebi Kedusha Saguf. And this tzad the Gemara has a suffix. And this tzad the Gemara has a suffix. And this tzad the Gemara has a suffix. It's a very big doichak. And our Gemara is going to feed the tzad. It's a doichak. Especially tastes on Amud Beis. Says as a kasha was mit poshto, this is named Zachon that if shteichet zayich bepruto you say poshto. Are we saying now that it's a tzad of rove and tmura that it's only bebeim? If he damn is no poshto, what he was asking a kasha and rove? She's asking yeah, but rove paskins here that ain't a mekudeshes. Rove, you don't stim with your suffik and tmura. This is the way that the Milim Rav Kiveiger trying to dray out of the kasha. The Ritva brings down a beautiful teretz. A beautiful teretz. Zog the Ritva, when you see the Gemara and Tmure, when you see the Gemara and Tmure inside, the Gemara brings down a machlekes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yude. If Beraglo Shel Oilo, we say Poshto, we don't say Poshto. Our sugya was going that you say Poshto. The Afilim and the Amma that you don't say Poshto. You say poshto. Where this is what the Gemara brings down by us also. But I feel the man the Omar. Ein kula oilo. Ana mila ilecha the magdish dovol shein a neshama tluya boy. Aval magdish dovol shein a neshama tluya boy. Kula oilo. So when you magdish raglo shel oilo as a machlekes. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yude. Rabbi Yossi holds ein a kodesh. Rabbi Yude holds that it's kodesh. Say poshto. ואפילו למנעמה, דת רגלו של אוילו, we don't say פושטו, אבל it's able שהנשום התלויה בוי, לכולה אלמה we say פושטו. לכולה אלמה we say פושטו, if it's able שהנשום התלויה בוי. Why? הרי מיולים נגימורי, one man the Omar hold, we don't say פושטו, כל אשר ייתם ממנו, ממנו ולא יקולוי. The other man the Omar says, ייתם ממנו, everything becomes קודש, דרושס. And Masech the Tmura is Machlekes and Droshes if we say Poshto or not. Why be Dovor Shana Shomo Tluya Boy, the other man the Omar holds that you say Poshto? So in our Taisus state that everything is a drosha. Look in Taisus. Tein de berish trume, tmur, yolif, look at Taisus inside. Raglo shazu oilo, ubedobo shaneshomo tluya boy mikro. He means, leman de omar that raglo, kula oilo, and if he the ozim and the omar that it's dobo shaneshomo tluya boy, it's a drosha. Just one is maimi the posuk, arayin zetz the posuk, even in raglo shal oilo, and the ozim and the omar holds, no. The pasuk is bedavosh haneshamot luyaboy, aber pashto is alemol adrasha. The Ritva says no. When you magdish davosh haneshamot luyaboy, the pashto is misvore. The kedusha can't sit. The kedusha spreads. Vehu adin kedusha. The whole reason that the gemara needs adrasha, it's only when you magdish davosh shein haneshamot luyaboy. But if you magdish davar shaneshamot luyaboy, you don't need a pasuk. And as Rashi and Tmura learns out, boy rove beoif mau, zokt Rashi, im higdish raglo shel oif. But if you magdish chatzif from the oif, pshita that you do pashto, because you don't need a pasuk. Only if you magdish raglo shel oif. And the raglo shelo, if it's double shein and neshama tluya boy, then you need to come to the drosha as mistapek rove beheima amar rachmone, or korban amar rachmone. So the ritva is mechadesh. We have to remember that. That is a poshto misvore. Now we really need to bring the nesivus. If it's a poshto misvore, why would you buy a room in a house and don't say poshto? If it's a poshto misvore, why? The answer is we already protect ourselves with the nesivus. Again, and Taisus could have learned that it's svore, but he said, what I could do, it's a gemore and tmur. And maybe he asked the kasha, if you need a drosha, what would our sugya? If you need a drosha, what do you do with our sugya? What do you do with our sugya if you need a drosha? Masha'enkein. The Ritva learns, Dovo Shaneshom Atluyaboy is Poshto Misvore. So, lefi the Ritva, if Dovo Shaneshom Atluyaboy is a Poshto Misvore, and you don't need a Pasuk, so we have an answer. But again, Lemaise, it doesn't answer as Taisus. Taisus learns that you need a Pasuk even at Dovo Shaneshom Atluyaboy. So, we back to the Kashiv that have the Miluim and Rabbi Kiva Eiger. We back to the kasha that have the miluim and Rav Kiva Eiger. That have the miluim and Rav Kiva Eiger as a kasha. Are the whole suffix if the gemara is there? If oif helps or not, state in rove that a filuf is a drosha, it's only an abeim and not an oif. How it could be that isha is better from oif? So they want to say that all of our sugi is the fitted side that who had in oif? Sharam Melech says, when a person is mekadesh beloshen hegdesh, he means to do it in the Mahalach of a Behemoth. So I want to be minded. So let me remind me what we have divided. We have a Shvera Teisves. The Teisves came with the Kash and our Sugi that we're learning a Sugi at Poshto. Frek Teisves, what the Gemara wants from Rove. Poshto is a Drosha Behilchis Korbonis. What is the Shaykhis to Isha? And there it's a Drosha. And Teisves says he's using Loshon Hegdesh. And Dafka the Loshon. We have read the Kashav of the Miluim Rav Kiva Eiger and Sharam Melech. Ari Rove himself says, Rove himself, it's the Zalba Man Omar, that even an oif is mesupek, if Behema Omar Rachmone, oidil mekorbun. What is the tzad to Merabe Isha? So Lefi the Ritva says, the ganze sugi and tmures bedobo she'en ha'neshom atlu yaboy. Aber bedobo she'neshom atlu yaboy, it's a svore that you say poshto, vehu adin be Isha. And Lefi that, our sugi is glad. And you don't have to say Loshon Hekdesh, it's a Svore, who are the Loshon Eirusin. Yeah, but it's not the Teisus. Teisus says it's Dafka Loshon Hekdesh. Teisus says, Klor, that even B'dovah Shem Neshom Atluya, but you have to come to a Pasuk. So on Teisus, Dav D'Miluim, Rav Kiva Eiger, and Sharam Melech had it the Kasha. So what is the Tzad to say Poshto Ba'isha? What the Gemara wants from Rove? Are we don't say Poshto even Be'oif? So they say, the Gemara is going to feed the Tzad that you say Be'oif, and if you that Tzad, who are the Nisho? Doich HaGod. Zog de Sharam Melech, I would say different. That ain't a chanami, it's only bebeime. But when a person is mekadesh isha beloshen hegdesh, especially if poshos and the dibul, he means like a beime. Why isha is more damit a beime from a oif? Basically. aber bei etzem Divrei hat Teisus Mukshe. So, bei etzem Divrei hat Teisus Mukshe. Etzem Divrei hat Teisus Mukshe. What is the tzad to learn out from Behema to do Poshto and Arsugye Beshod that the Gemara and Tmure Alein says that maybe only a Behema and not even a Oif? How it could be that Isha is better from a Oif? It's plain that Tirutzim. We're going to feed the tzad as yeh, he meant like a Behema, or the Ritva is Chaylik and Tesis. Or Bechutz from that, Be'etzim, we don't have a Pshat. So I don't want to answer. I just want to be minded that we mentioned when we said over the Rebbe Uchber from the Sugya that Rebbe Uchber brought down B'Shem Reb Chaim and the Rayas and the Gemara that we'll learn soon in Amud Beis, that when the Gemara means Poshto, everyone understands when you learn the Sugya of Poshto that it means something is Kodesh, I might be Shechatzi, and the Kedusha spreads to the other half. That was the Glatkeit. You learn Poshto all of your life, you learn something is Kodesh, and it spreads. It gets wet a half, it's wet completely. It gets Kodesh a half, the Kedusha spreads. Rebbe Uchber brought down B'Shem Reb Chaim that the Poshto is not in the Chalois. No, the Poshto is not in the Chalois. The Poshto is in the Maise. And the Maise HaKedusha is a Poshto. And he brought a Raya from the Gemara on Amud Beis that a person is magdish shnei chetziyayich bepruto. Shnei chetziyayich bepruto. He's mekadosh the whole lady. The chalois is on the whole lady. And even so, the Gemara has a tzad that it doesn't work. Why? Because the Torah says, the maise kiddushin is not the vote of the chalois. You have to do poshto on the maise. That was the yisoid of Rebbe Uchber, that we were marich to be masbe with all of the cheshbonos. Why Reb Chaim said that shtickle? Pashas poshto is in the chalois. To say poshto on the maise, it's a very hard zach, a very zach that needs a lot of hesber to explain poshto on the maise. Reb Chaim came to answer the Avdei Miluim and Rav Kiva Eiger and Shar HaMelech's kasha. We have to know from where the Reb Chaim came. And Reb Chaim wanted the answer that all of the sugyas there are legabi the kedusha. Legabi the kedusha, it's only behema, only oif. By us, we're not discussing the poshto of the kedusha. We're discussing the kedusha, the poshto of the maise. Again, how to answer? It's all Reb Uchber and Armis Geres. I don't want to go into it. You'll see it yourself, Blessed Hashem. But it's not the pshat Reb Uchber stamp said, Reb Chaim said a teire, poshto's on the maise, not on the chalois. But they need a couple more yesoides, how to answer the kasha. So what? But it's a droshe. Reb Chaim has a lot of yesoides to answer the shayle. I'm just affording that pshat is the kushi of the sugya, how we want poshto beisho in time that even in korbonis, it doesn't go on all of the korbonis. So how it could be that will be poshto al isha? This is the koishi hagotl that the miluim Reb Kiva Eiger and Shar HaMelech. Of them, Reb Chaim came to say that is poshto on the chalois and is poshto on the maise. Maybe you need both. You need the chalois to be mispashet and you need the maise to be mispashet. And in korbonis, the miut is that it only works in behemis and not in oifis. Mesheing in beisha, the chalois comes from somewhere else. And the sugi is poshto al ha-maise. Again, I'm not even starting to say the answer of Reb Uchber, how he was maimi to miyashiv. Just to understand that it's not stam. Reb Uchber said, Reb Chaim said, the poshto is the maise, not the chalois. Mamash, the loy kipshutoi. Aval is the loy kipshutoi. But it came to answer the kushi ha-chamura from the sugi. Just again, it's ha-avoida bifnei atzmo. It's ha-avoida bifnei atzmo. So let me learn only the Gemara and we'll get to Amud Beis. Elo, zog the Gemara, loidamye, by us, why we don't say poshto by Yisho? Midomi, hoso beheime, hoso das acheres. When a person is magdish his own beheime, so we say poshto. Here he was magdish the lady. Ho loidamye, elo lohodo omar, rabi yechonon beheime, shtei shtei shutfim, higdish chetzio, vechozar velokcho, Why? A person was magdish behemosh to stay shutfim. Then we don't say poshta. And what is that aloche? And if he bought it and he was magdish to other half, it's kadosh, but it's not kore because it was dochui mi kore. And it's oisa tmura betmurosa kayoitzebo. Frek teisvis and git in a kashe. Behemosh to stay shutfim, you magdish a chetzi, we don't do poshta. Then you bought it, and you were makdish the second half. Even so, you can't be makriv it, because it was dochi miyikore. Shma mino dochi miyikore, shma mino balechayim nitchim. Frek teisves, one word here doesn't make sense. Be'ema shleshtei shutfim, higdish chetzio, v'chozar v'lokcho. Why it says v'higdisho? When he buys it, now it's his. Let the poshto to run around. Do Pashto. Now everything is his. Why you don't do Pashto? Why you don't do Pashto? Why Chozor velokcho vehigdisho? Zog de Biskerov, Sugyan Zvochin. We see from here again the Yesoid from Reb Chaim. There's no Pashto on Chalois. It's poshto only on maisim. And while b'shas de maise, the poshto could not work. It doesn't work. But if it's poshto on the chalois, and the minute that I buy it, let the chalois to spread. Vaisto is the poshto needs poshto on the maise. And while b'shas de maise, that's a cheres makno, the behavior belongs to someone else. But mainly, you can't do poshto.
Why is the only chalois stomach?
Because you can't be makriv with it.
That's just a good question.
As I zog the briskerop, pshat and tesis and gittin, that as the kasha, then we'll do poshto. This is Rav Kiva Eiger, ma'etzem, mizmetzai, the tesis and gittin. The Meiri says, loy garsinen v'yigdisho. Even if he's not magdishit, chozar velokcho, the whole thing becomes kodesh. The whole thing becomes kodesh. Aber in our girsa steht, veigdisho. Mashma, that if you're not magdishit, it's not kodesh. So again, Skirov said b'shem Reb Chaim, that you only say poshto when the maisa, you don't say poshto in the chalois. If we don't learn like Reb Chaim, we learn like Klal Yisrael learn Alamol that Poshto is in the Chalois, like the Meiri learns. So we will have a Ore. So why it says V'chozor V'yigdisho? Why it says V'chozor V'yigdisho? Why it says V'chozor V'yigdisho? Even if it's not mechazar v'yigdisha, Ari lechure, if it's poshto and mechalois, the answer is like the nesivas. We said poshto only works if what is there cannot survive. You magdish a regel of a oila, you can't be makri v'oila a foot, so it's poshto. I was magdish a chatzi be'ema, it can be kadosh chatzi, so it's poshto. Here, while it can be Kodesh, it was belong to my Shute, so what happened to the Kedusha? Became a Kedusha's Domim. Now it could stay Kedusha's Domim. And it will never be Roi LeKorban. So you don't need to do Pashto. While it's Dochui, and it will stay that it's not Kedusha's Aguf, it will stay Kedusha's Domim, so b'mele we don't do Pashto. So b'meila, you have to say v'chozal v'yigdisho. Forget, the Meiri needs a pshat. The Meiri needs a pshat. What is the tzad that the Kedusha will spread? Ari, the Kedusha could stay like it is. I was magdish Kedusha Saguf. B'shaz de HaKedusha, you can't have Kedusha Saguf chetzi. Ari, you can't have Kedusha Saguf chetzi. So while you can't have Kedusha Saguf chetzi, you can't have Kedusha Saguf chetzi, so it has to do poshto. We do Pashto to say that we have to be in a matzah that the Kedusha can be Chal. I was Magdish Behema Shashtei Shutfim, I can't do Pashto. So what happens? What happens to the Kedusha? Al Kocho, the Kedusha becomes Kedushas Domim. While the Kedusha becomes Kedushas Domim, now it stays Kedushas Domim. If it stays Kedushas Domim, so now there's no reason for Pashto. Right, but that was not Chal.
But we're trying to do it.
So but it will not help. Why it will not help? Because Dochi Mi'ikoret will never be Roy Lekorban. Daniel is asking, but Lemaise, he made Kedusha Saguf, and he wants the Kedusha Saguf to be Chal. The Teretz says, even if you will do Pashto, while it's Dochi, it will never be Roy Lekorban. Even if you will do Pashto, it will never be Roy Lekorban. As Meduyek in Rashi in Amud Beis, that Lu Yitzuyah will say, Ein Dochui, so Bechozo Velokcha to be Kodesh Me'elov, even without the Akdoshe. Rashi says, the first Rashi, Balechayim Nitchim, Ve'ikil Amanda Omar, Indicho Yelo Bishchutim, Balechayim Choyzim, Velididei Krevach Behemo, Keshechozo Velokcha Chetzio, and Rashi doesn't say Ve'ikdisho. So this is the Hezba. Again, the Meiri had a girse without Chazav Elok veikdisho. Chazav Elokcho, you do Pashto. Taisa says, Avad state in our girse that you have to do Akdoshe. It's not Chal without the Akdoshe. The answer is why? So Miskarov says, it's only Pashto in the Dibu, and the Maisa was over. If we don't want to say like him, the answer is we only say Pashto to save the Chalois. Val it's Dochui, it's Kedushas Domim, and it will never be Roy Lakrove. So there's no reason to make Pashto. Ramazan the Gemara Vayik. Boye Rove. Chatziach bechatzi pruto vechatziach bechatzi pruto mao. Had a chavrusa when I was learning in Ponovich. There is one of the choshevet amid chachomim in Klal Yisrael. We would learn night seder for 3 years. We learned from 8 till 12 o'clock. Every night. He really knew Shas. When we learned, he was a young boy. He knew Shas already. When I was learning with him, Daddy was a boy. He knew Shas. He was a very choshev guy. Sometimes, 5 to 12, we got to the Mishnah. So I started to ask a kasha, a teretz. He said, no, let me start. He said, from that I know Shas. And when it was 5 to 12, it was a Mishnah, I started. Some people, you know, they have to start a new sugya when it's a new day. Say, fuck out, you're starting now. Now we're starting a new sugya. So this is what you said at the end of Zman also. So at the end of Zman, I finish. Fuck out. The people that become Talmidei Chachomim is when things are slowing a little bit down and miyad they start with the ganze ischachas. The person that can do that would never be a Talmid Chochem. Salam Ha'itzachon. Boye Rove. Chatzer bechatzi pruto vechatzer bechatzi pruto. Mao. Kevon de omar lo chatzi pruto posko oidirme moine vehoilechu. So the Gemara has a suffix. Chatzer bechatzi pruto vechatzer bechatzi pruto. Mao. Kevon de omar lo chatzi pruto posko oidil me moine vehoilechu. So the first sad is that he's doing chatzich b'chatzi pruto, but shame to say he said every single vasachas of tesis. That's mean that he said it, and after half an hour he said it. Then for sure it's garnish. He said chatzich b'chatzi pruto vechatzich b'chatzi pruto. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? What is the suffix of the Gemara? Suffix of the Gemara is if this person means Posko is doing one maise and another maise, and then it doesn't work. He wants to do it together. See later what is the pshat together. So let me have tzachon klal. That's a machlekes rishoyim. What is the tzad that it's not good? He did it in two maise. Chetzer bechatzi pruto, one maise, and then he's saying I'm doing another maise. Chetzer bechatzi pruto. Two different maisim. What is the tzad that it's not good? No, what are the tzad that it's not good? What? What are the tzad that it's not good?
Put the
chatzi
both.
So what is the tzad? So in Rashi state that the chisorim is posko havele kemekadesh lachatzoyim. He was mekadesh a chatzi isho. You can't mekadesh. This is the sugi before. So what is the sofek? He said chatzer bechatzi pruto, chatzer bechatzi pruto, chatzi isho, chatzi isho doesn't work. Oydil me, moine ve'oylech. He meant the mekadesher. He meant the mekadesher together. Rashi says because Adam yodea that you can't be mekadesh bechatzi pruto. The riazoken, the time of the Rashi in the beginning bring a pshat. No, if he did it in two ma'isim, it's not a ma'isa bichlal. Chatzi pruto, you can't do kiddushin. No shachis to chatzi isho. Even without the sugi before. Even without the sugi before. Even without the sugi before. It's a gomish. And Rashi steht nicht das. And Rashi steht, the problem is chatzi isho. And don't say love dafke, the Talmid Rashbo brings down first the first pshat of the Riazoken that the problem is chatzi pruto. And he says, Abel Araivet Kosav, no, no, no. The problem is no problem of chatzi pruto. The noise of the sugi is chatzi isho. So the tzad that it's not good, one chatzi isho and one chatzi isho. Every maise is not a maise. Oydil me moine v'oylech, Vali knows chatzi pruto is not good, he meant to do it together. The mele, it's a full isho. Oh, but the tzad that it's not good because it's chatzi isho. So we have two pshoti. The first pshat, ki pshoto. And fakel, moine v'oylech, he meant to do it together. Then the Gemara declares, in the Slema going, moine v'oylech, who chetzich bepruto, chetzich bepruto. Here is no problem in the maise. Kevin of a pruto, bepruto, posko le milse, and mele he means chatzi isho. Oydil me kol beyoyim, moi nevoi lechu, and it's not a chatzi isho. He meant to make kaddish you together. But in Rashi state that from the beginning, the noise was not the chatzi pruto, the noise was the chatzi isho. And the shaila is why? The shaila is why? The Hemshech. The Hemshech. So, one Pshat the Welt says that Rashi is Lishitosoi and Dav Gimel, the Moltche Bodan Rashi, that Be'etzem, Kiddushin could have worked in Poches Mishove Pruto. The reason it doesn't work because Gnayulo. Be'etzem, Kiddushin could have worked in Poches Mishove Pruto. But why it doesn't work? Because gnayulo. It's gnay to the isha. Zog the world, if the svar is that it's gnayulo, why? She got married. There's no gnay. She says, I'm altogether married with a pruta. That's a gnay to sell myself for less than a pruta. I didn't sell myself. I sold this finger for 10 cents. This one does it. And altogether, I got a pruta. There's no gnai at all. I got the full price in my body. So mitzad the gnai, she doesn't have a gnai. Even if it's two different maizim. Abel, le maize was a maize kiddushin of a chatzi isho. You can't do a maize kiddushin of a chatzi isho. Aber mitzad the gnai ulo, val, he's mekadesh both halves. And shtei chatzoyim was a tzad that it's not a gnai. Mashenkin, all the Rishonim learn kipshutoi that there's no ma'ase kiddushin and pochem mishove prute. The men they learn the Gemara kipshutoi. But let me mamsh. So we have be'etzem four sfeikas. Boyerov. Chatzar b'chatzi pruto v'chatzar b'chatzi pruto ma'o. Keimun d'omar l'chatzi pruto posko oydil me moine v'oylech. The pashas moine v'oylech means what is the pshat moine v'oylech? How is the pshat moine v'oylech? Well, what is Moine V'Oilech? The Pashtas. He meant to, he's not speaking out. But he really means to what? One Kiddushin with a Pruta. Even if it's Moine V'Oilech, who Chatzar B'Pruta V'Chatzar B'Pruta Mao. Ke'er B'Pruta V'Pruta Posko Le'Milse, Oydil Me'Kol B'Yoyme Moine V'Oilech. אם נמצא להם הכל ביועים המוינה והאילך הוא חצר בפרוטו היועים וחצר בפרוטו למוחו מהו קיים נאמר למוחו פסקו אוי דיל מאוכי כה אמר לו קידיש מתחילו מהאידנה ומיגמר לניגמרו עד למוחו. Till here we have three ספקס, very nice. Now the shaila is, what is the fourth ספק? שני חצייך בפרוטו מהו הוכי ודאי בחצים נקו אמר לו. So for sure it's מוינה והאילך אוי דין מיין איש המסקדשס לחצויים כלל תיקו. What is the second sad? What is the second sad? What is the second sad in the Gemara? What is the second sad in the Gemara? What is the second sad? Came on the Omarlo. Hoche vade bechazim neko Omarlo. אוי דיל מיין איש לא מסקדשס לחצויים כלל תיקו. So Reb Elchanan and Koivet Shiurim explains it beautifully. בעצם he's מייסד את the Rambam. The Rambam paskens להלוכה like the first two. חצר בחצי פרוטו וחצר בחצי פרוטו מקודשס. חצר בפרוטו וחצר בפרוטו מקודשס. Why? The klal in the Rambam is he passes like imtim tzeloima. Every time when the Gemara says this is good for imtim tzeloima, halochik imtim tzeloima. The last two cases, chetzer bepruta ayoyim vechetzer bepruta lemocho, sofek. The fourth case, shnei chetziyach bepruta mau, sofek. Zog derai, but I don't understand. I understand you like to pass like imtim tzeloima. So the first one had imtim tzeloima. The second one had Imtim Tzeloima. The third one, the Gemara didn't say the words of Imtim Tzeloima. And the fourth one also, you don't have a psak. But if you misupik in the fourth one, b'shnei chetziyach bepruta ma'u, how you could pasken chetzich bepruta ayoyim v'chetzich bepruta lemochem mekudeshes? I understand the Rambam. You read the Gemara, it says Imtim Tzeloima, you pasken. The second case says Imtim Tzeloima, you paskin. The third one doesn't have Imtim Tzeloima, you don't paskin. The fourth one doesn't have Imtim Tzeloima, you don't paskin. But Frank the Raivet, the Gemara had a tzad, Shnei Chetziyach bepruto, he spoke it out. It's good. Oy dilme, Ein Isha Miskadeshes Lechatzoyim Klal. If the Gemara has a tzad that Ein Isha Miskadeshes Lechatzoyim Klal, and there's no tzad bichlal in the world that it works, so how it could be Chetzach bepruto ayoyim, וחצר בפרוטה וחצר בפרוטה works. חצר בפרוטה וחצר בפרוטה works. שני חצייך בפרוטה doesn't work. חצר בפרוטה וחצר בפרוטה works. זוג רב אלחנן, זה התחול הסדבורים, רב אלחנן זה מסדר, it's so glad. זוג רב אלחנן, we have a מחלקס יסוידיס בפשט הגמור. Two ways how to learn. The Rambam learned the Gemara, you read it like this. Shnei chetziyachem. Boyerove. Chetz, we start the Gemara lefi the Rambam. Chetzich bechatzi pruto, vechetzich bechatzi pruto mao. Kevin omar lo chatzi pruto posko. Oidil me moine vehoilechu. What moine vehoilech means lefi the Rambam? He meant to say, all of you and a pruto. Just, he explains it. It doesn't mean the bottom feet. With a half and the top, he speaks it out. Mekudeshes, aloche is moine vaoilech. In Israel, moine vaoilech. Chetzer bepruta vechetzer bepruta. Came a pruta posko. Oidim mekol beyoyim moine vaoilechu. Then the Gemara has a fourth suffix. Shnei chetziyach bepruta. There you can say he's counting, because he said shnei chetziyach bepruta. When he starts to say a half and a half and a half, you're like, slowly, slowly, he's paying her. But he means to buy her in one piece. Shnei chetziyach bepruto, he meant that he's doing a maisa kiddushin if two halves together. That doesn't work. Ein isha miskadeshes lechatzoyim klal. Those are the suffix of the Gemara. Now we have to know what is the suffix. If the suffix is, if this is what he meant, dear, the passions. So Reb Elchanan learns, in the first two cases, the Gemara is mechadesh, moine ve'oilech, the person did not mean to do a half, no, a half and a half. The Gemara didn't mean a half and a half. The Gemara meant Moina v'hoylech, he meant to do one Maisa Kiddushin. He spoke Chatzi Pruto v'chatzi Pruto, but he meant one Maisa Kiddushin. So she's Mekudeshes. Chetze v'pruto v'chetze v'pruto. He meant one Maisa Kiddushin. Now the fourth suffix is a new suffix. Shnei chetziyayich v'pruto, he's not Moina v'hoylech. Now we'll explain. Moina v'hoylech means, listen, a shekel, another part, till he pays out. He's doing it with a sachas, but he says chatz v'pruto v'chatz v'pruto. He's kind of explaining how it will happen, but he means when he says shnei chetziyayich v'pruto, he means to do seven ma'isim, and vali is meaning to do seven ma'isim. It doesn't work. Doesn't give the suffix of the gemara. Masha'im can the ravid learn the gemara. Moine v'hoylech doesn't mean that he meant to do one ma'isik kiddushin. He meant to do them together. Frek the ravid. If the gemara they have a minute taught that together is good. But the last suffix says that together is not good. So we have a machleikah, Zog Rebel Chonon. The Zayin Gimel Ayin Dalet, Rebel Shiur, Zog Rebel Chonon. Lefi the Rambam, when you mean together, this is the last suffix of the Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't have a pshitus on that. When you don't mean together, so Moine V'Hoylech means I meant to do a normal Maisa Kiddushi. The first three tzedakim of the Gemara meant that I meant to do together and it's good. And the last side of the Gemara is coming to say fakel. The last side of the Gemara is coming to say that when you do two things together, they're not good. This is Be'etzem, the Pshata Gemara. Two Pshatim in the Gemara and Moine V'Hoylech. So now, this is Pshata Gemara. But I think lefi everyone, Shnei chetziyayich beprute. What is the suffix of the Gemara? What is the suffix of the Gemara? Shnei chetziyayich beprute. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Shnei chetziyayich beprute. No, Shnei chetziyayich beprute. Everyone is the same suffix. He wants the mekadesh both of her half and the pruto. So he's doing Shnei chetziyayich and one pruto. Claims the Gemara, Lemaisi is marrying Oliver. Oidilme, Lemaisi is doing two half maisim, it doesn't work. Two half maisim don't work. And what is the tzad that it works? That Val, in the end of the day, Val, the end of the day, he's marrying both parts of her. It's not called the Chatzi Isha. Right? This is the tzad that it works. Again, I want to be very clear. Rebbe Cholan was maimi to us that the last suffix of the Gemara, all this fake is before we have two tzadim. If you do two halves, it doesn't work. Idilma, he means to do it together. What together means? Rambam means kipshuta. He just meant to do one maisa. He just didn't mean golish. He just counted. Oh no, he meant to do it together, but even so it works. Now we have the last suffix. Shnei chetziyayich bepruto mau. It works or it doesn't work. One side is Lemaisa, he's marrying both parts together. Oidilme, you can't marry Chatzi Isha. What is the suffix? You're right that he's marrying two halves. Who said you could make, even if you marry two halves together, who said that it works? I want to ask you a shayla. And the tzad that it works, and the tzad that two halves work, and the tzad that two halves works, and the tzad that two half works, yeah? I want to ask you a shayla. How he did the two halves? How he did the two halves? How much money he gave for the two halves? What? How much money he gave? What? I understand. The proof is for this half or for that half? How he uses one pruta for both halves? What? No, not Moine V'Hoylech. Again, mine, the first Gemara, Chatzer bechatzi pruta, bechatzer bechatzi pruta. Maybe it doesn't work. Mine beholech, it works. Chatzer bepruta, bechatzer bepruta. Maybe it doesn't work. Mine beholech, it works. We had a suffix of mine beholech means he just meant that he's marrying her, or he meant to do the two maisim together. Two pshatim. This Rabbi Chalon explained two pshatim. The last suffix lekula alma he means chetziach bechatzi shtei chetziach bepruto. He's doing together, marrying two halves. And the suffix is if you could do such a ma'ase kiddushin on that. If you could do such a ma'ase kiddushin on that, I'm asking you. But he gave only one pruto. So what? But he gave what? He's doing two ma'ase. It's mevuyer in the Gemara. That even that he's doing two maisim, he's marrying two halves, he could do it with one maise kiddushin. As he's moving on the Gemara, we'll have to explain it. Lomas had the tesis. Chatzer bepruta vechatzer bepruta. Vim toimar, amai lo yoil. Vo lo yomar leil de leposhtu kiddushin bekulo, elo mishum deike das acheres. ואינו מסרצס אלו למה ששומס אבל אם היינו יודעים שמסרצס בכולו פושטו קידושים בכולו ואוכי גולידייטו שמסרצס בכולו תזה ספשי is asking in the second case not in the first case. The first case was a חצי פרוטו, the קידושים can work, אבל in the second case that it could work דו פושטו ויש לו אמר די אבי מיירי דאומה בלושן קידושין אין החנמי די אבי תפסי קידושין אבל לא חיירי דאומה לא הרי את מאורסס לי או בכלל מהנחליש נדלה תסס זה שיטו סוי that פושטו is only בלושן קידושין במילא he doesn't have a cash אבל we have a cash, we know the ריטבו, the רמב״ם, they hold פושטו is even without לושן קידושין, like we imagine in the beginning of שיר תסס לשיטו סוי באויף. Of a pashtus poshto is even without loshen kiddushin, so we have tesis as kasha without the answer. Why we don't do poshto? Why we don't do poshto? And the whole reason we don't do poshto is because that's a chas makna. Here she wants. So what? We said some rishonim answer that you can't do poshto even if she wants. The Rashba, the tesis read, the Rashi. But she does a taste that the chisaron is because she doesn't want. But if she wants, you could do pashto. So taste is learning that the mice, if a person will tell a isha, chetzich bepruto vechetzich bepruto, arayat mekudeshes vechetzich bepruto vechetzich bepruto, avada will be pashto. Avada will be pashto. Now, in the Rambam, we say, shnei chetziyayich bepruto, the Rambam paskins, she's not mikudeshes. It's a suffix. Why is it a suffix? Do poshto. And the Rambam passes it klo even beloshen kiddushin. Why we don't do poshto?